Hello, and welcome to today's Marvelous Lunch Break. I'm not really sure what we're going to talk about today. Does anyone have any ideas? Nope, well, neither do I. It's been a pretty difficult time here at a Marvelous Lunch Break headquarters. Many of us have been busy trying to self-isolate and quarantine ourselves. And as a result, we maybe haven't watched as many movies as we should have done over the past week or two. As a result, our episode about Spider-Man Far From Home and Homecoming is slightly delayed, but we thought we'd try and test out some new technology so that we can remotely podcast from our isolation stations and just have a general catch-up about the Marvel Universe, what characters we'd want to be quarantined with, who potentially we'd want to isolate somewhere else, and anything else going on, seeing as though that every movie that anyone would want to see is cancelled. So, thanks for joining us. I have none of my notes. So remember, if you're tuning in, please remember to subscribe and like us on whichever platform you want. You can follow us over on Instagram, where we're still going to keep the content flowing. Anna, what's the details?
A Marvelous Lunch Break.
And remember, there's probably going to be spoilers in this podcast for pretty much every Marvel movie which you can think about. So if you don't want them spoiled, I recommend going right back to episode one and watching all the Marvel movies in quarantine along with us. I know I'll certainly be doing that today. I mean, here in the UK, we're at the cusp of very, very exciting times. As much as it seems like that's not the case if you were to tune into the news, if you were to actually tune into your nearby streaming platform, you'd see that Disney Plus is now available in the UK. And I don't know about you guys, but I made the very, very quick decision to pay for that nice little deal that they had going before starting. Yeah. Oh my God, I've not introduced you. What the hell is this podcast? Joining me today, as always, is Miss Marvel herself, Anna Harrison. How are you?
Yeah, good, Dan. I was wondering when you'd remember that the rest of us were here. you're so used to being on your own. You forgot that, you know, other people get to talk on this podcast.
And also used to being completely on his own, Martin Carter. Oh, God. That was quite a good one for off the bat. How are you doing?
That was deep. That was
deep. Sorry. Several cuts. What's the number one thing that you're both sad has been cancelled due to the current global health crisis?
Well, for me, it's got to be Eurovision. Massive Eurovision fan, and I am devastated that it is not happening.
Has it officially been axed?
It's axed. So if you are representing your country this year, you can come back next year, but you've got to have a new song.
Ooh.
Interesting.
That is quite interesting because, you know, I know Eurovision is wonderful and, you know, I'm definitely converted to how amazing it is. But there are several Eurovision acts which are, you know, one hit wonder sort of territory. So seeing if they can have a follow-up is going to be, you know, interesting. Or it's just going to mean that Eurovision's terrible next year.
Yeah, one or the other.
No halfway house.
If Eurovision doesn't do anything mediocre, it's one or the other.
Anna, what's your number one thing that you're sad has been cancelled?
Oh, just normal life, I guess. I was supposed to go to America for my sister's 30th birthday this year. That's obviously been cancelled. I was supposed to go next month. You know, we're probably on the cusp. At the time of recording, we haven't heard yet that Black Widow's had its date pushed back, but surely that's coming. I mean, we've seen Wonder Woman's been pushed back, James Bond, A Quieter Place. I feel the Black Widow announcement is probably coming any day now.
Which maybe is for the best. Gone.
Say it again.
New Mutants, has that been cut?
Yeah, good point. That was on our to watch and podcast list. I haven't heard anything about New Mutants. I feel like at this point, you know, there are a few movies that are kind of like going straight to their streaming release. I think New Mutants would really, really benefit from just having like a home release. get it out there, let people see it. I mean, how long this is, this thing's been delayed by like what, 5 years or something, it feels like. So
yeah, and it's been delayed yet again. The word came in 2 weeks ago.
Oh really?
It's been delayed for the, I think this is, it's been delayed, yeah, for about 5 years. And it's now delayed again until the winter due to coronavirus. Wow.
That is ridiculous. Like, yeah. I mean, it seems like they're just trying to take advantage of maybe getting one more cheeky edit on it to fix whatever problem.
Well, oh, man, we'll see.
Our schedule is just totally falling apart now. Oh, well.
Imagine if this had happened last year, though, when we were in, Infinity War Endgame times. That would have been really, really difficult for a lot of people to navigate. Hopefully we can, despite the lack of new releases, we can still have a little bit of fun today on the podcast. So I'll get started off. Usually at this point in the podcast, Arnie, you do a really fast 1 minute roundup. I'm gonna say, unless you've got something magically prepared, we might skip that this time.
Let's give it a miss. I'm going with like new ways of doing it. My last few times have not been very successful. I'm hoping to come out all guns blazing the next episode. Okay. This is my rest and recovery period.
That's perfectly acceptable. And that means we can move straight on to today's snack, which is difficult for us to share in a virtual space. But I thought we might as well ask each other, what's your favorite quarantine snack? You know, it's got to meet lots of criteria here. It's got to be long-lasting in case you're stuck up in there for a while. You know, it's got to make sure it gives you significant nutrition because, you know, we may be in a post-apocalyptic world where we're not allowed nutrition delivered to us in fun ways anymore. And the third one is, I guess it's just got to be pretty delicious. Hit me. What have you been snacking on?
Man, that is one hell of a tall order, Dan. Tom and I weren't very strategic with our shopping. I would say anytime we made it into like a co-op or something, we did one of those like weird shops that you did when you were like a teenager and you got like, chocolate cereal and like Doritos. And then just we grabbed the stuff that was like still tinned on the shelf. So I don't actually have my favorite quarantine snack at the moment, but I can tell you what the weirdest thing we've eaten so far.
Okay.
And that would be chicken quesadilla in a can.
Oh.
Chicken quesadilla in a can.
Yep, we are already on that level. I will post a picture of the can.
That sounds disgusting.
For our fans to enjoy. Oh. You know what? It wasn't terrible.
Have you ever had a full English in a can?
Oh, no. Is that a thing?
Yeah, you get a full English in a can, and usually when you open it up, it's got like a circle of bread at the top, and that's like your fried, some of the premium ones have like a circle of fried bread at the top, and you kind of pop the circle of fried bread out, and you heat everything else, and that's your fried breakfast in a can, and it, you know, it's got everything in there, tomatoes, beans, sausages, bacon, all of it. I don't recommend it, you know. If a normal regulation fried breakfast is an option, I would never. So
was it a chicken quesadilla, like the filling of a quesadilla?
Well, see, I had no idea what to expect. I was kind of hoping that like the tortilla part would be wrapped around the edges, but no, it was just the filling. So it was like chicken pieces with like the tomatoey salsa stuff. There were some beans in there, some semblance of kind of long life cheese. It was strange. It was strange. So yeah, we've.
Will it stay or go?
It's definitely a go for me.
All right. Sorry to the chicken quesadilla factory. We do not want your sponsorship on this podcast. Martin, over to you. Favorite isolation sensation.
So I've been doing two things. One, my Diet Coke obsession has returned. Buying a multi-pack just before you go into isolation. Not the one. But then secondly, you know, you can get those like when kids won't eat fruit, but you can get them where they've like compressed like 1,000 apples into like a fruit winder sort of thing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, like fruit leather.
Yeah, kind of like
Did you say fruit leather?
Yeah, it's like an actual thing in America. It's called fruit leather.
Well, they've got winders in the UK, but they also have, is it called like yo-yo bear or something?
Yeah, it's the yo-yo. So you get a little like bear playing card with the packet as well. But it's like, it's good because if you want something sweet, but you don't want to eat chocolate, they're quite like fun to eat. And they last for ages as well.
Nice.
Wow.
Dan?
I mean, you know, I've just been eating loads of eggs, really. I know I've been trying to eat pretty good, you know, being at home has a good routine. But I mean, every day, last night I did drink a whole bottle of red wine to myself.
Nice.
other than that, yeah, it's just being eggs, really. They're decent for you. You can do lots of different things with them. Eggs. But we are a fan of the sort of pastries that come in a can, and you make pain au chocolat, but you roll the pastry out and you roll it up and you put the chocolate sticks in and then you bake them in the oven.
Oh, gotcha. So you sort of bake it from the yeah. That stuff is great. I thought you meant sort of like chicken, you know, like English breakfast in a can, chicken quesadilla in a can. You sort of just like levered out like a pain au chocolat or something like that.
No, it's like a roll of pastry. Anyway, we're not talking about Marvel at all here. Now we're just chatting. We're just catching up. This is ridiculous. I've got a first game for you here. Let's get right into it. This one, hopefully, will be a lot of fun. We're all familiar with Snog, Marry, Avoid. We've played it many times on this very podcast. I've got a little twist.
Yep.
How about quarantine, follow, isolate?
Wait, say that again. Quarantine what?
Quarantine, follow, isolate. And the rules are you've got to pick one MCU hero or villain that you would want to quarantine your...
Yeah, I don't know if he's...
Oh, he's back.
Hello.
He's back.
Action issues.
Hello.
That's great, isn't it? Oh, yeah. I'm nervous for a second. Quarantine... Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I've turned off my video just because I thought my bandwidth was having some problems. But yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Do you think it's better if we all turn our video off?
It's recommended on Teams, isn't it, that you turn off your video to sort of preserve bandwidth, but I'm sure it's fine.
Well, if we encounter further issues, we can make our way around it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No worries. Carry on, Dan.
Quarantine, follow, isolate. So the rules of this game is you need to pick one hero or villain to quarantine yourself with, one hero or villain who you just generally follow if you're in a ragtag bunch of survivors, or isolate, someone that you would isolate far away from yourself or anyone else. Snog, marry, kill. Quarantine, follow, isolate. Very simple, right? It's not difficult here. It makes sense as far as I'm concerned. So, over to you guys first. Who is the number one Marvel hero or villain you'd want to quarantine yourself with? No time to think. Oh. Gut feeling.
Okay.
So I think I know who... Oh, Arnie, you go first, please.
No, Martin. I you go for it. I'm thrilled to have a little bit of extra time to think. Go for it.
So I think I know who I want, and I think I want Vision. And this is because in which film was it? Age of Ultron? Is it in Age of Ultron where he kind of has to keep Scarlet Witch like in the house?
Oh, no, that's Civil War. Civil War when they make Paprikash. Yeah.
Yeah, and they just like make nice food together. And I think also because of Vision's powers, like he could like do anything that you wanted to do. So if you're like, oh, I really fancy like a nap in a hammock, he could like make you a hammock. Or I just feel like he'd be really good at entertaining you and really good at cooking. And I'm really pleased with myself at not just picking like the hottest Avenger to quarantine with.
Yeah.
So Vision is my pick.
Okay. Are we allowed to sort of not challenge, but get you to sort of think like, so I thought about Vision, but you know, he also kind of comes across as like the sort of sometimes the bit of the mopey droid in Star Wars, you know, kind of always quoting like the odds or the chances of survival or, you know, you know, he'd be constantly up with like the stats of like how many people are ill, or, you know, like what our probability of a struggling economy like rebounding is. Would you not be worried that he'd just be constantly like deluging you with some bummer facts?
I mean, I'm doing that to myself on Twitter every day anyway. So
fair.
You know, if I get some good food and the ability to create anything that I can imagine from it, I'm fine.
Awesome. Cool.
Jeez. I'm actually thinking about this one and I think it's a little hard. I mean, I'm kind of tempted to say Captain America because he'd just be so helpful and useful, but that's also quite lazy of me. And I think that... You know, I think it might get to a point where I'm just sick of him being better than me. You know what I mean? Not in a like I want to be better than everyone way, but just he's such a. I reckon after a while it just get too sickening to live with him.
Yeah. He's relentlessly positive. He'd just be so be like, "Come on, Steve, this sucks."
Like if I could have a like bummed out Captain America, maybe. Like Hulk's a no go. I got it. I've absolutely got it. Thor from the start of Endgame. Because he's just in a little hovel drinking beer and playing video games. So, I mean, that kind of sounds pretty sweet to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. I'm into that one.
There we go. So I'm going to quarantine with Thor.
Okay. So I think I'm going to quarantine myself with what I think is the king of self-isolation in a home place, and that is Scott Lang.
Ant-Man. And you're going to say Ant-Man.
Yeah, because, you know, the opening bit of Ant-Man the Wasp, we see how incredible he is, at what lengths he'll go to keep someone entertained while on house arrest. We could make an amazing cardboard fort, complete with, like, you know, ants. He could teach me some close-up magic tricks. I think we'd have a good time, and he'd be also someone that, like, you know, when we got to the point where it's like, oh, this is really annoying, we also could probably like really like have a good vent and be annoyed, and then we go back to having fun.
You are obsessed with that man. You pick Ant-Man for everything.
I love Ant-Man, and you know, if we ever then needed some space from each other, he could just shrink down, hang out in like the kitchen cupboard for a little while, give each other some breathing space, and then
I'm sorry, you really annoy me. Can you get in the kitchen cupboard for a bit?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Good choice of picking someone who's experienced self-isolation though.
Yeah.
So we got Thor, Vision, and Ant-Man.
Yep.
Thor, I'm marking this down. I don't know why I'm marking this down, but I just am. Ant-Man. Okay, follow. So who's the person that you would, in a time of crisis, they turn up, you know, end of the world scenario, ragtag bunch, knock on your door. Who's the person that you'd say, okay, fine, I'll follow you. You clearly got a plan. Who's that going to be? And if you say Captain America, you're cheating. Because that's the easy way out.
Yeah. Martin, do you want to go first on this one again?
Stitched up. Yeah, Martin will go first.
Okay. This would never usually be my choice because of the history that we have with, you know, 3 years of Marvelous Lunch Break or however long it's been. Doctor Strange.
Oh, what? I was not expecting that.
Because he had a plan all along during Infinity War and Endgame. He saw the outcomes and he picked the route which would lead ultimately. One very important person might die, and that may be me. But generally, the route that he will lead you down will always be, you know, mathematically the most positive for the most people.
I mean, it took a lot of energy for him to do that. Do you think he's going to do that for every scenario?
No, but I mean, yeah, this is a pretty serious one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, okay. You know, also he's got the sling ring. You guys could potentially pop to sort of like deserted tropical islands, sort of things like that.
He's certainly break, like, he has no problem with traveling, you know, and worrying about international borders being closed. It's just like, no, okay, Hawaii. Does his sling ring and it popped off and you could be living this all out on a beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Strange.
That was a great choice. That was a good choice.
Yeah, okay. Anna, go on. Here's.
This is a bit harder. I mean, it would depend a little. I mean, if we're going for like this crisis, it's a bit more difficult. But if this was like, you know, zombies, alien invasion, you know, need to go under the radar, like, you know, stealth. I'm really torn between either going with, I could see sort of like Black Widow being a good person to like have your back and sort of guide you through difficult situations. However, she also, you know, has a history of, she might screw you over. Like if it's, you know, sort of if it's down to her mission or her, you might get left behind. So I think I'm probably going to have to go with Bucky, Winter Soldier, because he's proved that he can be loyal. He's resourceful. He might not be like the most like happy company, but I would really trust him to get me from like, you know, from crisis to crisis. And you know, he's someone who's not gonna abandon you when things get tough. So yeah, I would go for the Winter Soldier.
He'd keep his eye on the ball, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I've just been scrolling through a little picture of faces to see who I can think of. I think maybe, like, I don't know, because I was trying to think maybe there's someone like a Gamora who might be, like, you know, generally has it all together. But then, you know, she's found herself in a few sticky situations too as well. You know, I think if someone like Tony Stark showed up, you're going to be like, you're going to find a way out of this. But yeah. I just don't know whether he's the sort of inspirational figure that you want to follow.
And he's reckless. He's really reckless.
Selfish.
Yeah, he can be selfish too.
Falcon.
Really?
Well, I mean, he's just the safe option, isn't he? He turns up and he's like, you know, I need you, follow us. I'm just like, okay. You know, I think he's a safe option. He's a completely, he's going to steer you either towards a greater, safer option, or he's going to keep you exactly at the level that you're at. There's very little failure with Falcon. So, you know, I'd go with that. I would go with follow Falcon. So, who have we got? We've got Martin, you. I said Falcon. Martin, you said Doctor Strange. And Anna was Bucky.
Yeah.
Right. The big question. Who do you isolate as far away from you as possible? Who is the person who's going to cause you problems in this time? Not the person that you just want to see the back of, but who is going to make the most problems for you?
I mean, I feel like we could all say it at the same time, but I think my really obvious choice is Maria Hill. I just couldn't have her in my ear 24/7.
Cool. Okay.
She'd be I'll see that. To do the washing up. She'd be like bossing you around. She'd be like, "You've not been outside for your 30 minutes of quarantine exercise." Oh, awful all the time.
And what do you think Maria Hill's 30 minutes of allocated quarantine exercise would be?
Oh, I think it's like circuits, but circuits are also more like drop rolls and like a shooting range.
Oh, yeah. It's not like jogs. It's like a proper boot camp workout.
Yeah, it's a boot camp workout. And also, like, she's using all your electricity because she's running, like, 7 monitors at once and she's charging her earpieces.
Do you think she has, like, a docking station that contains multiple earpieces so she can immediately dock and get a fresh one popped in?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's only for one ear, though. They all, like, face to the left.
Maria. So Martin's saying Maria Hill. Anna, who would you want to isolate as far away from you as possible?
It's a tricky one. I'm sort of torn between two. I think I think it would probably, I think it would have to be Star-Lord, to be honest. I could see him being so annoying in quarantine. Like, you know, 30 minutes would go by and he'd just be like, oh, I'm so bored. And like, I could see him also doing something reckless, you know, getting all like fired up about something and making like the wrong decision that dooms us all.
And he only has like 24 songs on his mixtape. Like that'll get old very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I think just for the sake of my sanity, and to eliminate the risk that he would make some sort of catastrophic decision. Star-Lord. I was really close to saying Rocket because I could just see him sort of like disassembling all the electronics in the house to sort of build something ridiculous. But yeah, on balance, I think it'd be Star-Lord. Dan disagrees.
I'm not really sure who to pick. I'm not sure whether I'm going for personal rivalries here.
Right.
Or whether I'm actually making a sane choice. My gut feeling is to quarantine a character that I don't like. Right. Such as a you know, like a baby Groot. Or teenage Groot. I'd quarantine the hell out of teenage Groot.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Teenage Groot would be more annoying.
I mean, what could be most annoying at this point in time than teenage Groot if you're isolated with them? You want them far away as possible. But at the same time, because it might get a little bit tight for space, it could be good just to get the Hulk out there and be like, look, there's no worry here of you. I mean, you want to isolate the Hulk at the best of times, right? So, you know, if there's an option, might as well take it. So I'm going to go with teenage Groot. In that isolation chamber. Go away, please.
I think that's a really good shout. I think that's a really good shout.
You're isolating Maria Hill. I'm doing teenage Groot. Fantastic. And Anna, you're going with Star-Lord. Bloody hell, the Guardians have not got a good show in here. Okay, so quarantine. You want to be quarantined. Our quarantine team is Thor, Vision, and Ant-Man. Our follow team, Falcon, Doctor Strange, and Bucky. You know, not bad. And then isolate Maria Hill, Teenage Crew, and Star-Lord. Sorry, team. Looks like you're having a nice solo time for the next few months. Okay.
I think those are good lists. If like that whole group was like kind of quarantined together in one like massive house, I think we'd have a good time. I think if we were, you know, edge of humanity scrambling to survive, our sort of follow group is really good. And get those isolate guys out of there.
Which of them do you think would be worse at washing their hands?
Oof, Baby Groot, or not Baby Groot, Teenage Groot or Star-Lord, yeah.
Star-Lord never washes his hands.
No.
Do you think Maria Hill obsessively washes her hands?
Yeah, her hands are raw.
She doesn't hand cream, though.
Oh, does she hand cream?
And if she does hand cream, what sort of hand cream?
I think she hand creams, but it's one of those, like, is it like that like Norwegian one? You know, the kind of medicinal one, Soaking Glory, Treat Yourself scented one. It's like does the job.
It's like a 2-liter pump bottle of E45.
Yeah.
It's like maximum economy and utility. Yeah.
It's over the counter, but only just.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. So it ticks off who are quarantining, who are following, isolating, hand washing. I think the only thing that we need yet to figure out is where we're going to quarantine. So what Marvel location would you want to follow and quarantine with these people? You know, there's like 20 movies worth of locations here. So and if you choose a train, then, you know, we're really cooking here. I think I'm going to go straight. I'm going to go first on this one. Okay. I'm going to pick the S.H.I.E.L.D. base from Captain Marvel, because that thing is like so well protected that we've not seen that in any of the movies since, right? That is like a super hidden base. We've seen lots of S.H.I.E.L.D. bases, lots of ones that have been infiltrated. We've seen the Triskelion. We've seen helicarriers. But that base from 1995, still hidden, and it seemed pretty secure. So I'm going to go with the S.H.I.E.L.D. base from Captain Marvel. Up to you guys to better that.
So I think I would want to be quarantined in Wakanda.
Ooh, good shout, Martin.
Because I think, like, obviously you can't just, like, roam around Wakanda, but I think even, like, an apartment in Wakanda or, like, a piece of land would still be, the weather's good, they have lots of good clean air. I imagine the tech's quite good as well, so you could probably, like, crack on with some work and you'd still get, like, be able to stream Netflix at the same time in HD. I just feel like...
Sorry, Wakanda, we mean Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
Yeah. No Netflix.
I feel like Wakanda would be like the most resilient to any sort of quarantine, and you'd still be able to live quite a happy life, albeit inside your hut.
Excellent, that's a good shout.
So you'd have a Wakanda hut, not a fancy flat.
No, I think if I was a Wakandian.
Wakandan.
Yeah. Wakandan. Yeah.
I'd live in the city, I think.
Okay, you'd be a city folk.
Yeah.
Do you think the people on the edge of Wakanda who are like tending to farms, do you think they're like, that's something they genuinely do, or do you think they're like paid actors to masquerade to the wider world?
Well, they had Bucky tending that goat farm, didn't they?
Yeah, but do you think it's just like, we don't need this goat farm, but if we have the goat farm, then it looks to the outside world a little less suspicious? Or because do you think they actually...
They had those farms with those big rhino things, didn't they? That they.
Oh, like, yeah, they sort of had big farms. Yeah.
I think they still have farms. I think there's like a farming tribe, isn't there, that guy who turns bad for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I see. They're utility farms. Okay, I'm with you. Arno, where are you going to hunker down?
Oh, man. Kind of such a great shout. I would quite like to be isolated in, I think in the Triskelion, to be honest.
Oh, I mean, come on. It got absolutely done for.
No, but you'd have to get taken down. Like, I think it'd be harder to take down than you think. Cause you wouldn't like, but you'd be able to fly around. You could, like, you know, you could go anywhere. It'd be really nice. And, you know, it had, like, great digital connections. It had great Wi-Fi. I think I'd be really happy sort of being up among the clouds. It'd be nice and relaxing. Yeah, that would be my preference.
So you mean, are you on about, like, a helicarrier?
Yeah. Well, no, all so right. the... Okay. So it was, but I was thinking like, so the very first one from the first Avengers, so where they first sort of like assembled all together. Yeah.
The OG helicarrier, Avengers 1, it's got the power to go invisible.
Yep.
On land, sea, and air.
Yep.
Yeah. Land, sea, air, land?
Yep.
Maybe not.
It's not on wheels. You know, easily thwart. Imagine that driving down the road. You're just like, where the fuck is this thing going? It's not a school run. Anyway, so we got the S.H.I.E.L.D. base from Captain Marvel. I'm sure it's probably got a much fancier name. I think Wakanda's a great shout, but you just don't, you know, as long as the S.H.I.E.L.D. stay active, you're fine.
I mean, they're pretty resilient.
They did like, you know, hold off for quite a while against a massive alien horde. You know, that's pretty good defense.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, especially if it's the little hut, because this is the problem. Because I thought about some other places, like Asgard would be a good like place to sort of spend some time. But you need the attendants, you need like the servants to like make Asgard, you know, worthwhile to be there. And you're isolating yourself, so it doesn't really work as well. So, yeah, I think a hut, a flying helicarrier, and a compound is probably the good options to go for.
So let's think about some recommendations for our listeners in who may be in isolation. You know, I hope you're staying at home and staying safe. So as we said earlier, Disney Plus has been doing the rounds in the UK this week. You know, it started yesterday in the UK. Have either of you got it, or am I the solo?
No, I've got it.
Yeah,
jumped right on it. They rolled out that limited time. Reduced offer, like right at the right time. So well on it.
They knew what they're doing. So I got the offer, and we logged in today for the first time. What's the first thing that you watched on Disney Plus?
I've watched a couple of the shorts. Like I haven't watched a full movie on it yet, but. I love those little like Pixar shorts that are in front of films. So I've watched a few of those, but I haven't hunkered down and done my first film yet. So I'm still excited about what my first Disney Plus movie is going to be.
What do you think it is going to be? Any thoughts?
I'm not sure. I haven't trawled through the whole collection yet. You know, but Martin talking about Wakanda has just made me realize that actually of my kind of top Marvel movies, the one that I've maybe gone the longest without seeing again is probably Black Panther. So that might be my first big Disney Plus cinema movie. I'm excited.
Martin, what did you hear first?
Well, Chris has started watching The Simpsons from the very start. So that's been on in the background. But I think I might be ready for a Infinity War Endgame rewatch.
In the deep end. In the deep end. Yeah. Nice. Wow. Well, I've already watched one whole movie on it.
What have you watched?
I turn it on this morning. I was like, it was like magical. You know, for those in the US, I think who've had access to other streaming services for years, it feels like that their offering has always been much more comprehensive and thorough. Yeah. And to open up a streaming service which genuinely has like the whole of Disney's back catalogue plus the back catalogues of every studio that they've sucked up over the years was like, you know, Christmas. It was brilliant. Yeah. I was like really skeptical about this because I'm not a huge fan of the fact that, you know, like everyone has a streaming service now because it's just costing an arm and a leg. But I mean, as soon as I saw that like classics, live action classics tab, and I was scrolling through, as soon as Mighty Ducks came up, I was there. I was like, this is it. It's 7 a.m. this morning. I was like, Mighty Ducks, hour and a half. I can do that before work. Bang. Straight away, nice. Coach Bombay. Ducks fly together. I was Mighty Ducks was always one of those films that when I was younger, you know, if it was summer or if it was Christmas and you had time off from school, it was always what was on TV. So I just, you know, I have great fond memories of that movie. Just put it straight on. It's amazing just going through the Marvel section on there. It has like, you know, everything. There's nothing not on there. It was incredible. It's the Netflix TV shows are clearly been kind of dusted to the side a little bit, but I think there's loads of other great Marvel TV shows and content on there. So I think, you know, I don't think we've got a clear idea at the minute about how long this quarantine or this lockdown in the UK is going to last, but you know, I got the Iron Man theme in my head the other day, and I was thinking I could do a full rewatch right about now. You know, I'm not hesitant to start Iron Man 1 and working my way through.
Well, you know, I think I'm gonna do a full rewatch, but a Captain America rewatch, starting with Captain America: The First Avenger, Winter Soldier, Civil War, Captain America, Avengers Assemble, or whatever they call it these days, the Avengers, then Winter Soldier, Civil War, and straight into Endgame and Infinity War.
No Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron? Yeah, they'll definitely be in there as well. But yeah, I think I'm going to do a rewatch, just Captain America styles.
Oh, wow. Is that in place of Going to America?
Oh. Yeah, like consolation prize.
The spirit of Steve Rogers. Fantastic. So if we've got listeners out there who are maybe, you know, I'm assuming that if you're listening to this podcast, you've watched a damn Marvel movie before. You might not have watched every Marvel movie. And, you know, that service, we should be sponsored for this. But that service, you know, has all of our movies from season one, all of our movies from season two, most of... the stuff from season three that's certainly it's Marvel based, so that we're going to be talking about you know, the Tom Holland movies, we're going to be talking about the other movies that he's in, they're going to be on there as well. So what would you recommend that they go with first?
Well, I say definitely start from the beginning. Do the full Marvel rewatch and listen to every single one of our episodes.
Okay.
That is a good way to spend some quarantine time. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Sorry about the first five episodes. And this one.
We're finding our feet. It's fine. But I think if anyone also just wants a bit of a smile from being, you know, being cut off from the things they kind of love at the moment. But I think the Ant-Man and the Wasp, those opening scenes where it's Scott Lang in... and under house arrest. Like, I haven't watched that full movie, but I watched like the clips of it, and it really made me smile and feel like a bit of solidarity. So that might be a nice, like, kind of, you know, easy in the background vanilla sort of film to watch.
I think if you are, the thing that I'm struggling with at the moment is like what's your like Friday or Saturday night thing that you do. So like, I think a good one to put on and get, if you got, you know, some drinks in the house as well, Guardians would be a great, like, oh, it's Friday night, let's kick back, put our feet up. That'd be a really great one. I think Captain Marvel would be a great one if you need to entertain the kids for a couple of hours, especially if you've got young girls. And I think most people in the world will have probably seen it, given how successful it was. But I also think Black Panther would be a good one to tune into as well. But I think I think Marvel storytelling gets so much better towards the end of the MCU.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to start at that end of the film roster. And I think Captain Marvel and Black Panther are the ones that work by themselves, but are at the best of Marvel storytelling.
Yeah, good shout. I think you're right.
Really? Sam?
Spider-Man 3. Not that that's on there, but you know, what a brilliant movie that is. I think if you are brand new, or if you're just, you know, thinking, what movie should I watch this weekend on Disney Plus? And you've got to pick from one of the Marvel ones. Jeez. I think you go right in there. And I think you watch. I don't know whether I'm picking an X-Men movie. I don't know what am I doing.
Oh my god!
I think you've got to watch. I think you've got to watch Avengers. I think you've got to watch the OG Avengers movie. Get it out there. Get on it. I'd say either watch Avengers, or if you want something that is not, you know, I think a great movie where you're going to say, I don't want to watch another movie after this. I don't want to watch another movie before this. Or maybe you're trapped in a household with two or three people who don't give a monkeys about Marvel movies, but want to be entertained for a few hours. I think the hot pick that you get them in on is the latest, so the Thor, the third Thor movie, Thor 3, can't remember its name.
Ragnarok.
Thank you. Thor Ragnarok. Because, you know, you don't need to know much about the Marvel Universe. Thor is pretty self-explanatory. He's a you know, Nordic myth. and it, you know, if you don't know who Thor is, then that's shame on you. The same count, the other pre-existing character that you need to know about is the Hulk. And by the same token, if you don't know who the Hulk is, then shame on you as well. These are like, you know, Batman and Superman. They're just characters that you intrinsically know about from being a sentient human. Put them in space, give them some crazy face paint, and make them fight each other. That's pretty much the premise of the movie. So I think, yeah, let's go for Thor Ragnarok. And if you like what you see there, then just, you know, spread out, try some other stuff. That's what I would say. Saturday night, Disney Plus, Thor Ragnarok. I'll watch it. So if anyone wants to watch along with me, you know, we could do that.
Good choice.
Good choice.
Okay. So final question, stay or go. Are you going to stay at home or are you going to go outside this weekend?
I'm going to be staying home.
I'm going to go outside once a day for exercise, which can be walking, cycling, or running.
Walking.
Nice.
Nothing else. Sorry, Maria Hill. I'm going to be going outside, but only to walk dog.
Yeah.
And have my government-regulated exercise. And then other than that, you know, I'm very appreciative to have a backyard in these trying times. It's not a huge spacious area, but it's large enough for me to, you know, hang some washing up and throw a ball about 3 meters for the dog. but, hey, you know, it's enough. It's better than not having one, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, funnily enough, I've just seen around our areas, I've seen loads of people who don't have a yard just like sat outside the front of their house on a little camping chair. Just to get some outdoor space. It's so interesting. It's crazy. They could be sat inside watching Disney Plus, but instead they're on the doorstep like a bunch of idiots. right. I think that wraps it up. Anyone else got any final thoughts? Anything they want to share, talk about?
No, I think
just to say, if you are at home listening to our podcast to pass the time, if you've listened to us for a while, now is the time to write in and say hi to us because we will read them out. We'll give you shout outs.
We're going to have so much time for content.
Yeah, messages on Instagram and we will give you a shout out next time.
Totally.
100%. And what is next time? So next time is the long-awaited quadruple rewatch of... Tom Holland Spider-Man movies plus our own podcast disseminations, which sounds completely daunting, and I'm not sure even in the next 2 weeks with quarantine in place I'll be able to get that done. But never mind, we're all good.
I think we should do our best, and I've realized that, so, you know, as Dan alluded to, I usually do a 60-second roundup, and I've remembered that for the Tom Holland Homecoming, that was when we were still in the 2-minute roundup.
Too long.
It's really long. And also, Jesus Christ, I'm talking slowly. So slowly. But back then, you guys were still like, oh my God, you're talking so fast. Little did you know. So maybe I will do a 60-second roundup for Homecoming, just so I've got that in the pantheon of 60-second roundups. Yeah.
I don't know what to say now. What do I say? Great. Come back. You know, tune in next time. If you don't know how you're listening to this or you want to find somewhere else to listen to this, we're available on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, we're on pretty much every other streaming service out there that allows podcasts. You know, you tune in, you subscribe to us if you can, if you can leave a review, anything like that. All of it's helpful. In the meantime, Anna, where can listeners find you?
They can find me on Instagram, Anna Marvelous, 2 N's, 2 L's.
And Martin, same question?
On Instagram, Martin Loves.
And of course, follow at A Marvelous Lunch Break on Instagram for more content from the three of us. Thank you so much for coming by. You know, we know that it's dangerous and difficult times, but every minute that we spend with you is magical, as always. I'm getting those magic keywords in there for when Disney is searching podcasts to sponsor. we'll hopefully be back shortly with our Spider-Man episode. Thank you very much once again. Stay safe in there. See you soon. Bye.
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 Post credits.
Is there a post credits?
No. There's no post credits.
Post credits for what? The quarantine?
Yeah. One day. One day we'll be in post credit quarantine.
And what do you think that looks like, Anna? What's the teaser for quarantine? Is it someone opening a door and just a tiny little Ant-Man running out?
Yes. He's finally free.
He's sick of me and his kitchen cupboard.
Yeah.
I think it's the bit where, you know, the post credits is just you at the start of Ant-Man and the Wasp, where he's in quarantine and you know, he goes down the slide and his leg goes through the fence.
Oh yeah.
I think the post credits is just the view from the other side of the fence where you just see it's just plain and then you just see a leg come through. That's the post credits, is a little teaser for what escaping quarantine looks like. Okay. Once again, thanks for tuning in. See ya.
Bye.